Welcome to the back to Husky Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Hey, everybody. The Michigan Tech men's team opening up its season tomorrow night against Finlandia, 7 o'clock. And it's a good fundraising night, too, right, Wes?
Yeah, we're doing a food drive for local food pantry. And I think there's even a food pantry on campus now for Michigan Tech students. I think that's one of the things that they realized just recently, that there was some food needs on campus. And so I think all of our food donations will go to that on-campus food pantry. And so bring $2 to get into the door along with your non-perishable food item. You get in, and if you don't bring a food item, you got to pay full prices to get in the door. So much easier to grab a can or two of food and donate to the food pantry.
Good morning, Coach. How are you? Kevin Lucas is with us. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. It's a great cause. I was hearing you, Wes. That's a good situation for both teams to be able to provide that type of situation. Sorry for being late on the phone, Wes.
No,
I read your email today, and I was insubordinate. I hope that doesn't mean I'm off to a bad start this year.
No, not at all.
How's Augie and Joel doing this morning?
You know what? We got to talking basketball, and it was an issue. You know, once I started, I couldn't stop, and my phone rang, and I started sprinting upstairs. Thanks, sir.
I knew exactly where you were when the office phone didn't get answered. Coach,
I read your email too. So all of the above.
How about this season coming up? I know it's been a long preseason. You finally get to take it out on somebody else. I know you played a couple of scrimmages that we're not allowed to promote, but first chance for our fans to get to see the team. Where do you guys feel like you're at right now?
It's going to be good to play against somebody else again. We did, like you said, we had a couple scrimmages, and scrimmages are scrimmages, but this is a game-like situation, so it's going to be much more like, obviously, like a game. And of course, Finlandia is going to bring as always, a good group in that's going to come in and battle us, and it's a big game for them. And you know, really, we try to approach it as a very big game because it is our first opportunity. As for where we are, I'm not sure. I know that we have a lot of inexperience. We have our top returning players right now at this point are Luke Hellers, Kyle Stankowski, and Jason Hawk as far as minutes go. So, you know, those guys are who we're going to lean on in the beginning here. But once our guards come along a little bit more as far as game minutes, we'll feel much more comfortable. And they're getting it. It's a slow process because it's a difficult process, you know, to be thrown in the fire. You know, George got a little bit of an injury and is out right now. So we got it. You know, Dylan Gordon is doing a nice job trying to run our team, get everything, and of course that going from what his role was last year to a full-time having to lead the situation, having to call plays, having to know all the situations, it's a little more difficult. So we're trying to help him through that, not try to go too fast, but he's doing a nice job.
You didn't mention Jordan Chartier in there. I know our fans probably are expecting to hear that name among your top returning players. What is his status?
Clearly, he had played last year with a sore back, and it kind of caught up to him a couple weeks before the season started, and you know, we just decided, we say we, but his family and him and our trainers, and that surgery was needed. So he had surgery on his back, so he is out. He's able to stand up now. He's doing really well. He's actually moving a little bit. He could start shooting jump shots yesterday. So they're trying to, at this point, get him into still the possibility of playing. Of course, that'll be up against, you know, that'll be up to the doctors. Mm-hmm. But right now he's a little bit behind schedule as far as is where he wanted to be and when we thought we could get him back. But, you know, certainly with a kid 22 years old and a bad back, you got to be very, very careful and sensitive. So they're trying to bring him along slowly. But we're hoping at some point to get him back. If he actually can't, then obviously there will be a red shirt for him.
So, I mean, if he was to come back, do you have any idea on when that means?
I guess at this point, to be honest with you, Dirk, it's going to be at the very, very earliest December, and that's, you know, then you're getting into, you know, most of our games are in the second semester after Christmas, but at that point, a lot's got to happen. A lot will have happened already with the team, so you know, we still got some work to do with him, and if it was early December, that would be a different situation because you got all your league games in then too.
How about I know you got some newcomers that you're really excited about, Kyle Monroe and Brian Heath, Miles Tsai. Talk about those guys.
Yeah, you know what? They've been a great addition. They're two players that are going to end up being full-time players for us, and actually have been up there in our leading scores, the two scrimmages that we've had. So, you know, they've been a great. Of course, we thought that coming into the in the recruiting process and coming into the year that they would be counted upon to give us big minutes. Kyle Monroe is a kind of do-it-all kid that can post up, can shoot the three, can drive. He's got a tremendous knack for scoring the basketball, and Brian Heath is an exceptional athlete with ability to shoot deep threes and advance the ball to the basket. So those two guys will be counted on very heavily at this point right now, and you know, it's been kind of tough on them because defense is a premium in this league, and that's probably been their biggest adjustment, trying to be the best defenders they can be, and that is a process that takes a long time. You know, kids know how to shoot, kids know how to play, but the team defense that we have to try to play is a little bit more in depth, and they're getting it, and they will get it because they're in here watching a lot of tape and getting after it. So we're very pleased with those young kids.
Coach, a Finlandia team coming in that played Northern Michigan pretty well. What are you expecting tomorrow night?
Yeah, you know what? They did. It was an 8-point game down in Degani, and don't know a lot about them because we don't have anything on them. But knowing that by looking at their roster, they got quite a few players coming back, and you know, they're a year more experience. And you know what happens in this type of situation? If our guys aren't ready to go, it's going to be a good game anyway, but it'll make it especially difficult for us because of our inexperience. But you know, this is why we do this stuff. We got to have a game like situation. I know that those guys over there, they got a couple of Upers that are fired up to play against the Division II school. So it's going to be a heated contest.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, this was kind of a late add to the schedule, so I know a lot of people have been asking about, you know, it's not on my pocket schedule or whatever.
No.
This was added. This happens a lot between Michigan Tech and Finlandia. I think it's a great relationship, and it's a great cause. So, again, what do they have to bring West to get in?
Non-perishable food item and $2 get you in the door. And, we'll donate those items to the food bank on campus and help out some folks in need.
All right, and we'll also have it for you on Mix 93 WKMJ. Coach, we love that the season is back and that you're back, and we'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
Okay, guys, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, Coach Kevin Luke here on Mix 93, part of Huskies Drive Time. Big event coming up this weekend for Michigan Tech Hockey. They are hosting the 15th-ranked Bowling Green Falcons. Michigan Tech is ranked 20th in the nation. Bowling Green 15th, game 7:07, both Friday and Saturday night. Great promotions going on. Give the Central Ticket Office a call if you have any questions.
Yeah, that's right. Great ticket deals, especially for families. So give the ticket office a call and take advantage of that. And probably the best deal you're going to get all season long.
Sounds good. Wes, thanks a lot.
Thank you.